Blog Talk Radio.
To the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan, and we're going to be talking about, I will actually be talking about the outcome of the election of 2016. This is something that's on everybody's mind at this time. We just saw a tremendous pull for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the last one that they thought would be elected. They saw, you know, him campaign for the last 2 years or so, and everybody was listening to what he was saying. A lot of people was agreeing with what he's saying. The Christian community was agreeing with what he was saying. A lot of people with no voice was hearing what he's saying. And we was all, you know, in our heart wanting for someone like this to come into power, but we thought this would never happen. But on another hand, you know, it did. But this campaigning has went on for, you know, a couple years, and it's been crazy. We've been watching these these election ads. It's really been back and forth, fighting and pulling. And, you know, a lot of people thought both candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it was just some people decided they didn't want to vote. They just didn't want to go out. They said both of these people were clowns. You know, why would we want something like this in the White House? Why do we want something like this to be govern our country? But on the other right, on the other hand, you've got to look at their political standards, what they're for, who they are promoting, what they are wanting for our country. No matter what the situation is in the advertisements, what they proclaim while they're in debates, it has nothing. It has a little bit to do with what you might see, you know, in the White House. But basically, a lot of that is actually for us to see what they are about and what they actually are holding up for us in the future. And a lot of things that we saw about Hillary Clinton was the same old, same old. It was all the same old, same old, and we've not saw no change in our country at all. And we have actually saw things decline in the Obama cabinet in office. But, you know, when we voted for Obama, we was wanting peace. We was wanting unity. We was wanting all this that he was promising. And there's a lot of things that he was trying to do and trying to move, but, you know, as our you know, our crooked government, they kind of weaved and wagged and pulled things to the way that they wanted to. And then I guess he got caught up in it and we got what we got today. But the one thing that people don't understand, to have peace and unity, the infection has to be dealt with. You can't, you know, get an infection in a person's body and cover it over and say that's fine, because that infection sooner or later will come back out and overtake you. The United States of America has had an infection of corruption. It has had an infection of, you know, of financial corruption, governmental corruption, and we have tried to cover it up for so many years. For 8 years, we have covered this up, maybe longer than that, and we have not did nothing with it. We've got politicians that's in the government that's in there for their job. It's more like a full-time job for them. It ain't, they're not really there to back us. They're there to gain a paycheck, and plus they can vote how much raise they want for their paycheck. We can't do that. We got to go by what our boss men, our supervisors want us to have. That's how we go with our jobs. But with them, they can vote for whatever they want, which is not right. So if it's more of a career for them, they're not really backing us. They're backing in their favor. The unique thing about Donald Trump is he's not in there for career. He already has a successful career. He also said that he doesn't really want any money for being there. He just wants to help fix his country. He wants to use what he has learned in business, what he has learned in his world, and bring it to the government and try to fix things. Try to fix things. There's a lot of, he has a new perspective on things. He's not a politician going with politician ways. He's going there with a new perspective. And he's for law and justice, and I really believe that we need law and justice. There's some things that Hillary Clinton, you know, she had things that she was wanting unity and, you know, the women's movement and stuff like that, and letting everybody know that they can make it to the White House. That's great. You know, that's really good. But the one thing that really matters is, what is your agenda really? What is your real agenda? When you walk into a government White House, when you're walking into a government party, what is your real agenda? Why are you really going in there? Are you going in there to help better, you know, best interest groups like insurance companies, you know, oil companies, all these other things where they can get what they want to come on your, to come in governmental property and do what they want to and manipulate the government, you know, the United States people? Or are you in there to help the people? that help change their lives, that help bring prosperity to them, that help, you know, have freedom of religion. Now, we have freedom of religion. We do. But we have freedom of religion for certain religions. You know, we have all these other different religious groups that say what they want to on streets all day long. But when the original Christian community comes together and say something, we are slammed every time. We are slammed every time. We are pulled down. You can only say this, or we get lawsuits on us. But every other religion can say what they want to, and they can go on that free speech and free religion and go which way they want to. But with us, we get quietened down every time when we try to speak out, or we have things come against us. This way, we're kindly having more of a voice. I really believe the Christian community has really came together. We was not sure about Donald Trump. We knew that he had all the different you know, values that we had. He had all the values we had. I really believe the Christian community was thanking a couple of times before they really backed him. Some of the stuff that went on when he would go up there and do his debates and stuff, you know, they was really thinking, well, is this really the guy? But the Lord really pointed to a lot of prophets here in the Christian community. This is the guy. God does not use the most holiest people to change situations. All through the Bible, he has used people that you would never think. Churchill was not a full-blown Christian. He took care of Hitler. He put Hitler in his place. He wasn't the hair-combed-over suit type of guy that, you know, lived a perfect life and had everything the way they wanted it. He didn't like it. But the Lord anointed this guy, to take care of business. And he did. We really believe that the Lord has anointed Donald Trump to take care of this country's problems. And I'm not saying that he can take care of everything. He may not. There's a lot of things that when you go in, until you look at the full stretch, you got to see what you can do. Because, you know, it's kind of like getting on a job or getting on the job and you see all these people doing this and that until you actually get on the job and you see how much you have to learn to do this job, same way as a president. You've got to have everything stretched out to show you what you could actually do, because you're working with two houses. You're working with the Senate and with the Congress, and they all have to actually agree with one another to get something passed. The biggest thing is a lot of people think that as soon as the president comes in, he makes decisions. He only makes decisions that he's allowed to make. The Congress and the Senate has to agree with his decisions. And he has to agree with their decisions. If they send a bill, he can pass or he can veto it. Okay? If he writes a bill, he has to send the bill or one of his decisions through the Congress and Senate, and they have to pass it for it to become law, and then he has to sign it into being to actually be put into the government. So there's a process that everything goes. A lot of people say, well, he's a president. No, he's a president, but he's a figurehead of our country is what he is. Everything has to go through its process to be passed. So what he puts into being has to go through the Senate and Congress. And thank God we have got a good heavy side of Republicans in the Senate and Congress. So it makes things a little bit easier to go through. But there still has to be agreements there for it to go through. But what I'm saying is, you know, we really feel that the Lord is going to use this guy to take care of the corruption, some of the corruption. Take care of the lawlessness we have in this country to make sure our country is safe. We feel anymore, we feel like our country is not safe anymore. We see so much stuff going on and illegals coming in and stuff like that. There's no problem with people from other countries coming in, but as long as they come in legally like our ancestors did, we came in on boats from all over the world. And we had to pay a price to come over. Some of our ancestors came in right during the Civil War. And as soon as we came off a boat, they put a gun in our hands and put us out to fight the Civil War. Some of our ancestors had to fight the Civil War as soon as they became citizens. So a lot of us paid a high price, or our ancestors pay a high price to be in this country. Not just to give us some money and tell us to go on and have a good time. It wasn't like that. We paid a high price to be in this country. And we really, you know, ask for respect when they come in. and be willing to fight for his country as well, and be ready to love the people and to get along with the people that they come in here with, and with our values. So that's one of the biggest things I really believe the United States, you know, our country's people is really wanting a real government, a uncorrupted government, and we want one to work for us and not itself and you know, and better interest groups. We're wanting a government to work for us. We want the corruption to move, to be removed out of the government, and we really would like the blessing of our Lord and Savior to come across this government, because I really believe that the blessing was off of our country. I mean, it's got this bad that we got satanic temples going up in our country. We've never had that before. Never, ever had that. We got them popping up in our country. You can see it on YouTube everywhere where this crazy stuff is popping up. We've never had that before. That lets you see who was in control of this country. That's going to cease. The Lord is putting his hand on this country. This was the Lord's country. This country was an experiment for the people to run itself, to govern itself. All the other countries all over the world has been governed by a king and a queen. This country here has been governed by the people ever since it existed. Until recently, it's governed by special interest groups, by whoever had the most money it can push the politicians to do what they want to as puppets. That's ceasing. And I really think, you know, the new power that's coming, that's going into the White House, will have to work with everybody else. We are going to come in unity to get this straightened out, to get this country straightened out. The states is going to have to come together with the government to get this situation taken care of. Our country has been corrupt for so many years and so long a time. We're used to it. We have got shallow to it. We have just went along with it. But this has to stop. For our country to get better, to get stronger, and have more jobs, and the world looking at us and supporting us, we have to gain respect from the world now. We have to gain respect. We lost our respect. We have to gain that back now. Donald Trump has said he will work with Israel 100%. So our favor with God is back there. When you go against Israel, you lose your favor. Then when you're with Israel, you gain your favor. We had a favor. Ronald Reagan worked with Israel for many years, and we had a strong favor with God there. Our country was started with our Christian ancestors came over here. It was started for a freedom of our Christian faith. It wasn't freedom of all religions. It was freedom of our Christian faith, because the Catholic Church said we had to believe their way, not biblical way, but the religious way. With Martin Luther, the priest out of Catholic Church, not king, but the priest, found the original Bible, found out that what they was learning was religion, it wasn't what God's word said, and got it out to the community they wanted to leave. And then when they, they found this new country, they wanted to come where they could do their own, do their own faith. They could practice their own faith without being controlled by the church. So that's basically one of the reasons why our country was created. Freedom of religion, freedom of your Christian beliefs. You can be in Christianity however you feel to worship. It wasn't for whatever religion you thought you wanted. It was for the original belief of your Christian faith. A lot of people take this freedom and they manipulate it and they do all type of awful things with it. And it was never for that. It was never meant for that. Never, ever meant for that. But like I said, you know, the first day that this election started, nobody really knew. The news was already voting that Hillary was going to win. They have already printed off magazines. As of today, they said the magazines were sold to, like, so many people that she really haven't she didn't really win the election yet. They already sent the magazines out. Come to find out, they have to send them back and send the Donald Trump magazines out instead of hers. You know, before the election ever started, they already had her won. They already had all the graphics to show that she won and all this stuff. And it was so weird because when Trump started winning, all the number figures was changing. It was like they would go to zero and it would go to this because the meters wasn't created to go his way. It was meant to go her way, how she was going to be completely turn over the election. She's going to completely win it, but it didn't go that way. I really believe that the Lord had his finger on this. And as a church, every believer got out and voted. We was pushing as a Christian community to go out and vote, go out and vote, go out and vote. And everybody stood together and did this. That was very important that we stood together and did this and voted. And the Christian community stood up. The evangelistic community stood up. We all got together, held hands, and got people out here to vote. Here on the Healing Life Ministries, I was promoting. I was trying to get people to vote. I don't like political stuff most of the time, but I saw how bad our country was going. We was needing somebody to go and change things. So that was one of the biggest things that that I was really looking forward to, is to see how the Lord would move in this. And, you know, I remember the prophet Kat Kerr, she was promoting that Trump was going to make it, and a bunch of other ones was saying that. And actually what happened to me, I'll say, a couple nights before, I was having a dream about guns. I had a whole bunch of guns. I'm not a hunter. I do have a gun that I've had that I've practiced shooting with and stuff, but I'm not a big gun guy. But I was showed having guns and this and that. There were so many different symbolism there. And justice was a symbolism. Justice was a symbolism there. And I didn't understand the dream. I thought maybe Hillary Clinton's going to win and I'm going to have to protect my family because, you know, all chaos is going to happen in this country. I didn't know what was going to happen. It was just, you know, it was up in the air. Everybody had it up in the air because the government has been wanting to get rid of guns. They want to get rid of everything to protect your family where you can be, you know, be open to whatever they want to do with you. So, I was really scared at that one time. I know God's going to protect me, but I just didn't know what the dream was really meaning. So I finally got a Sunday off, and I went to this little home church or a house church. It's a church, but it's in a house, and I just went there to worship. And it's a Holy Spirit-filled church, and the Holy Spirit came to me and said, justice, justice, justice. And I didn't know what he was trying to mean by justice. I forgot that he didn't give me a full thing about the justice he was meaning. And then when I got home and I started putting things together, things started making sense. And then when the campaign or when the election happened, the first thing that the Lord put in my mind is the people that has been crying out for justice. Your country has been crying out for justice. I'm answering their prayer. I'm giving this country the justice that they've been crying for. And they have been weeping for justice. They have been crying for justice, and I'm answering their prayer. So the justice that our country has been needing, been wanting, the innocent people getting killed and been being manipulated, blood being spilt for being a country without any justice, that this call has been answered. The Lord has blessed this country. The Lord's hand is coming back on this country, and he has answered our cry. And this cry has been answered by Trump and by, you know, how the House and Senate has been filled up. Darkness don't like justice. It likes to destroy things and to do its own thing. You will see things to be kind of panic for a while because darkness doesn't like justice. The devil didn't like justice. So they're not going to like justice. These people is not to blame. It's what's behind them that's causing them to react like this. They can be freed and saved and be relieved of this as any sinner can be. I can tell you this. It's not them. It's what's pulling the strings behind them. Love these people, bless these people, and bring these people to the Lord. I'm telling you, bring these people to the Lord. They're just being controlled by all the wrong things, and I really believe that we can really show the love of Christ to these people. But we do need justice in this country. This is one step to justice. This is one step to get things straightened out. There are some things that Trump said I don't agree with. I don't, and there's a lot of things I do agree with. So I'm not saying that I agree with everything he says. I do agree with some of the things that he says. You know, there's a lot of things there. But I do believe what the Lord's going to do with this guy. I believe he's going to do a big change in this country, and I am behind that. And that's one of the biggest things. But what is so interesting to me is how our country came up that night. I mean, Hillary Clinton ended up with 228 electoral votes. I'm not good with all this stuff, but and Donald Trump ended up with 279 electoral votes. And it was pretty awesome how the country came together in unity and stood up and said, we are part of this. They said a lot of people wouldn't actually admit that they voted for Trump, but in their heart, in the hearts of hearts, they knew that they wanted a change. In the heart of hearts, they knew that they wanted a change. What she was representing was no change. There was no change there. There was no hope there. It was to destroy our country. But the change that he was holding was different, and there was a chance for hope there. So when you go to the when everybody went to the polls, they was wanting change. They didn't want the same. All these politicians always talk about change, but it's always the same old, because they are the same old. If you put the same in there, you're going to get the same back. If you get, you know, politics that's in there for a job and for what they can make out of it, you're going to get the same because they're going to keep it the same because they're working the system for their own benefits, not for our benefits, not for the country's benefits, but for their own benefits. And I really believe that this here was the change that we've been needing. And I really believe that we are going to see a change. It may be rough for a while because people ain't used to change. And some of the people was playing the system and they was making money off the system. And they could do whatever they wanted to. But when they have to cease of corruption, cease of this stuff, then we will see the peace that we have been wanting. The corruption has to be made before the peace comes. You can't cover it over with peace. You have to remove the corruption. So there is going to have to be some work to remove corruption before we see the peace come. That's why the right man is put in at the right time to remove corruption. The disease has to be removed. So you'll see some things going for a while until this is removed. But I really believe that the Lord is crying. You have cried out for justice. And I have received your prayer, and I have answered it. And I heard that in Israel there was like a round cloud that was around over Israel, and he heard a trumpet blow about the time that the election was going on, and said that the Lord was putting his favor on this. That this was the Lord's favor. This was the Lord's bidding. So the Lord has blessed this, and we're going to see change. A real change, not a political change, or I'll say a political lie change, but a real change. So, you know, I want to thank everybody for voting, everybody for getting out doing what they need to do, and the Lord has answered our cry. And this has been a crazy political season, but it's finally over with. You finally get rid of your your political ads on TV and finally get back to normal. But I want to thank every one of y'all for listening today. And may God bless every one of y'all. And keep listening to the Healing Light Show. We've got a lot of things coming up. We've got some shows coming in December. Anytime anybody would like for a prayer, just call into this show or send us a message. Come to some of our events. If you'd want somebody to come out and teach the power of God, how to walk in evangelism on the street, just give us a call, send us a message, and we can come to your church and help teach you and train people up to go to the street for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are on YouTube. It's the Healing Light Show on YouTube. We are on Roku. It's on the Cowboys Church channel. Go to North Carolina and find the Healing Light Show. We are working on that at this time. But just keep on listening. We got over 200 some shows with different things where we're talking about walking with the Lord, so many different things. I can't really tell you. There's so many different things. Just look through all the different shows that we have. One thing that seems right to you, listen to the show. The Lord can bless you with that. So I'd like to say God bless every one of you. And thanks for listening. And just check out the Healing Light Show. And just keep listening to us and letting the Lord bless you and bless us. And we'll see you in the future. God bless you and have a great day. This is Reverend Stan.